Nhưng mà người cái này người cũng là người Lào nữa.
Người Thái ăn.
This is like a Thai and Lao and Cambodian green that you would just like use the feathery tops of and was stir fry with eggs. It's just fabulous. But
Andrea Nguyen is chatting with a shopkeeper at an Asian grocery store in downtown Vancouver.
But what's cool here is fresh pandan leaves that are absolutely beautiful. She packages them up like this. I know it looks really weird. It looks like a balloon, plastic balloon, but it really, the extra oxygen helps to keep the produce fresh.
And what would you use those leaves for?
You would crush them and use them, get the juice, and you can flavor food with them. It has a very fresh, kind of grassy flavor and fragrant flavor, almost a vanilla-like. You can also steam rice over. It's beautiful.
She's visiting from California to talk about her first cookbook, Into the Vietnamese Kitchen. And she's showing me all the herbs and raw foods that are central to her cooking, foods she says make it a healthy cuisine.
Vietnamese people eat a lot of raw foods, which is highly unusual. We eat a lot of raw lettuces and a lot of raw herbs with our grilled meats or fried foods. And I think what happens is that all of the phytochemicals that are naturally occurring in the herbs combine together, and it's a very healthful way to eat. So, you know, you're combating disease, you know, bacteria, you're helping digestion, sometimes even headaches, with eating all of those fresh herbs. And they're tasty too, which is like an extra boon, huh?
Andrea came to North America from Vietnam when she was just 6 years old. Her parents made do with what they had and continued to make traditional dishes for their large family.
My family arrived here in 1975, and we were able to escape right before the fall of Saigon. And when we left with two small suitcases for a family of seven. So we each had a change of clothing. My mother stuck some photographs of the family into her purse and a few packages of dry noodles and some bottles of water. She thought, oh, well, you know, on our trip to America, I'll be able to sustain our family. But in addition to that, she stuck a small orange notebook into her purse, and it contained her handwritten recipes. And she figured that with the handwritten recipes that she would be able to recreate Vietnamese food in the United States for our family. And she wanted to open up a restaurant originally, but that plan fell through. And so what she did was she just kept making tons of amazing food for us when we came here.
Recreating traditional dishes wasn't that easy. There wasn't the diversity of ingredients available today. But Andrea says the beauty of Vietnamese cuisine is that you can make it with just about anything.
So even though you and I just went through this amazing array of Vietnamese herbs, we basically just had cilantro and mint when we arrived. And that's what I tell people. If you don't have access to this stuff, cilantro and mint is all you need, because it provides the spiciness, the pungency that you need, along with nice lettuces, some chilies, and then you're ready to go in terms of enjoying Vietnamese food.
Along with cilantro and mint, the other crucial ingredient to Vietnamese cuisine that you can get in almost any supermarket now is fish sauce. It might sound and smell a little gross, but combining it with other ingredients brings out its magic.
I don't drink this straight out of the bottle. I think that often people who aren't familiar with Vietnamese cooking need to understand that, you know, with a lot of these kind of deeply savory, so-called stinky ingredients, you don't just, like, drink it straight out of the bottle. Like, you would, you know, it's blended, and we temper it with chilies, with lime juice, with a little sugar, and even sometimes dilute it with water or vinegar. And that's how you would enjoy those kinds of condiments.
Andrea's book, Into the Vietnamese Kitchen, is beautifully written and photographed with lots of advice on how to stock your pantry and demystify Vietnamese cooking. And that cookbook is a dream come true for her.
And so I thought, well, I would like to write a book that represents what my family experiences, what the experiences of Vietnamese people that I know. I've wanted to do that since I was 10 years old. So I know that, you know, you think, well, she developed those ideas so long ago. Yes, I did. And it was a fantasy of mine since childhood to write a cookbook. And I've always been interested in food and cooking. But I know that I love to research and to write and to also teach people how to prepare the foods in their own home. We're missing a lot these days in terms of home cooking, and I'd like to both inform and inspire people to go into their kitchen and prepare the stuff. It's not hard.
You'll find the classic recipes for beef noodle soup and salad rolls and many, many more. Tonight, I'm making a spicy cucumber salad and grilled chicken thighs. You can get more info on the book by checking out my website. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.